Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So, Shep, Melo goes to Atlanta. We knew this deal was happening. We knew last night Mitch Lawrence told us that he was going to Atlanta in a trade, that the Thunder wanted Schroeder. He's young, 24 years old, I believe. He's, you know, he was definitely a starting guard for Atlanta. And then you get Melo, but they're going to buy him out, and he's going to go sign a veteran minimum deal with the Rockets.
Yeah.
Do you think that he'll be any different at all than he was for the Thunder, for the Rockets, or will he get worse?
Well, he's going to get worse only because he's getting older.
He's washed up.
Right, and the guy never took care of his body the way his, you know, counterparts did in Wade and LeBron and even Bosh. But I got to tell you, Pharrell, he's one of the most disappointing players I've seen in my lifetime. He was so good and had so much natural God-given ability. People believed at the time that he was actually going to be better than LeBron James. That's laughable now. That's blasphemy.
When he was at Syracuse.
His rookie year.
Oh, when he came in.
People argued at the time and had legitimacy behind that argument.
I remember.
Yeah, that Carmelo was the better player. And he actually, for all that year, brought them to the playoffs. You talk about how the mighty have fallen. He couldn't find his way on the court in his last games with the Thunder.
Oh, I know. So, you think he'll go there and do anything for them or less than what he was doing for the Thunder? Do you think that will Paul and Harden make him better, or will he just be the shell of himself?
Oh, yeah, because if I'm Melo, I'm listening to a guy in Harden who chokes in the playoffs and Chris Paul who cannot stay on the floor in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, they went to the seventh game, and I think you can't argue. You don't think that if Paul was healthy in that seventh game, it would have been a better game or a different outcome?
They still
would have lost?
I can't believe Paul stayed healthy for 15 games.
You don't think he would have made a difference in a game seven?
I mean,
he was huge for them.
Right, but the problem is for Pharrell, but Chris Paul, the story of his life is he cannot stay on the court, though. So even if he plays in game six and game seven, he doesn't last in the finals. And Pharrell, you hit the nail on the head 5 years ago, and I'm sorry, and you reprimanded me for it, and rightfully so. I have never seen a player of James' caliber, and I'm not talking LeBron, I'm talking James Harden, who chokes like there's no other guy in the playoffs. He's horrible.
Would you rather win all the would you rather win a ring or keep winning that MVP you got?
Can I do both?
Well, obviously, guys have done both.
Right.
He doesn't look like that's going to happen for him. When will that happen for him?
Never.
Because if he can't beat the Warriors,
right,
he may never beat them. And if he never beats them, his window for being a great player is what, 5 years?
5 years. The thing about Harden, Pharrell, is that from a skills perspective, he's still he's going to be effective offensively for a long time because he doesn't rely necessarily on athleticism. Reminds me a lot of Manu Ginobili. But I got to tell you something. He missed his window because the Warriors now have motivation because LeBron joined La La Land.
Right.
And so now instead of going, you know, the five sequel Rocky, you know, Cavaliers versus Warriors, now the Warriors have a new challenge where they're the bully on the street, but they have a new bully about 3 hours away from them. And that's LeBron James saying, I'm going to take my talents to L.A. I'm going to get another piece, whether it's Kawhi Leonard. We thought it was DeMarcus Cousins.
That good with that small ball lineup they're going to go with. I heard that he might even be like literally a ball handling center, like that he might play in the middle.
Right. If you have LeBron James, you're going to the conference finals. It's that simple. He's the second greatest player to ever live.
So you're saying that it's Lakers Warriors conference finals?
Oh, I'm not saying it will happen.
So wait. So you think that the Lakers with him immediately are better than the Rockets?
There's no question in my mind.
Mavia, do you believe that? He's like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what's going on in here right now. I just ate this sandwich. I have no idea what's happening. Do you think that the Lakers will be better than the Rockets?
No, not until they add some more to it. I mean, they have a good young core, and these guys are coming along, but they're not as good as Paul, Capella, and Harden right now. And you know what? I think Carmelo Anthony, if he's smart and realizes what he is at this point in his career, isn't going to be better as far as putting up points in Houston, but can be more efficient there. It's perfect situation for him. They don't play defense, and all you got to do is stand out in the corner and jack shots when they give you the ball. Like, he doesn't have to try to create his own shots and play isolation ball or, you know, really work off those other guys and get them the ball. They're going to drive and dish, and then he just shoots. That's all he has to do.
So let's go back to the conversation about the Warriors and Cousins. At the beginning of the show, Shep was all crazy about that it's not fair that he went to the Warriors. And I'm like, cry me a river. Like, he can go wherever he wants. And they gave him a deal, and he's on the Warriors now. There's nothing you can do about it. It's no different than KD going there. It really isn't. I mean, they gave him a little teeny deal to play for the Warriors. He got like $5 million. Is it not a joke, that deal he got? But how can you be so mad about him wanting to play with winners?
Because
he's never sniffed anything. He spent all those years getting just bashed in Sacramento that he was this horrible person. It's the furthest thing from the truth that he's this bad guy. And then, like, you know, everybody said he's just a jerk. And then he went to New Orleans and he right. dominated, and then he blows out his Achilles.
Right.
Why? This guy has no – he not winning jack in New Orleans. He never won jack in Sacramento. Why is it that you are so mad that he went to the Warriors? Like, who wouldn't want to play for the Warriors?
So if you're great at what you
If they wanted you, you wouldn't go there
no,
if you were a player?
No, if I had
Say,
to –
Say, I'd rather play on the suck team and lose?
Pharrell, nobody looks at the Pelicans and say that team sucks.
But look how quickly Rondo and Cousins ran out the door.
I understand that. I understand that. But at the same time, when you sweep the Blazers, who are a third seed, by the way.
Blazers suck.
I don't know if they suck, though.
Well, yeah, they do. They got swept.
Because the Pelicans are so good.
I think the Blazers, let's leave the Blazers out of this conversation. They suck right now. They got swept. That's all there is to it. I think the reason they swept them is because of Rondo and Anthony Davis.
Right.
Simple as that.
What about Holiday?
And I like Holiday.
Right.
Holiday and Davis are the only thing that matters in New Orleans now. That's all there is to it.
Right.
But this guy goes to the Warriors. I don't see what the problem is.
Well, the problem is if you're great at what you do, you're loyal. I know there's no loyalty in sports.
So don't sell me that.
Okay, but at
just
the
talking bad pure basketball.
Right,
what's the problem?
Right. The problem is you're going to a team that already has a system in place in which they are incredibly historically successful. You are going to be a footnote in this story at best.
No,
if
he's
you
not.
Are Pharrell, he's going to be a footnote.
No, he's not.
Pharrell,
he's
going to
drop
one basketball.
25 a game. And he will be so dominant
uh-huh.
in the middle
uh-huh.
for them that it's not even funny.
He doesn't score 10 points a game this year.
He doesn't score 10 points a
no.
game on
no.
that team?
No.
You're imagining
Shaq,
things.
It reminds me of what happened with Shaq in 2011.
Well, he might not. Now, barring his Achilles,
right.
like when he comes back, at some point, if he comes back, you're telling me, if he has any game at all, you're telling me that that guy is not going to score 10 points a game?
When you have so many egos on one court.
Listen,
and there's one basketball, they, Pharrell, you can't, you're not
no,
going to get more than eight touches a game.
That's not the way it works. Mafia, tell him. The teams that move the ball like they do, they care less about having stats than they don't care who scores the basket. I really firmly believe that. They don't care if it's KD one night or Clay the next or Curry the next or even if Draymond has the game of the night. If, as long as they move the ball and get the bucket, I think that's what they're after, is ball movement and scoring. And that guy is too good to score 10 points a game. He's just too good.
Especially when you have guys on that team, you know, these bench players that were scoring that were in there, he's going to take those points away. They're not getting those points now. You know, McGee was scoring when he was there. He wasn't scoring a lot, but he was there. David West, you know, Livingston.
Those guys are bums.
Like, all those guys were adding to the point total. He's just going to take all those points from them. He's not taking it from the starters.
Shaq, this guy is a monster. There is no one, literally, he can score on anyone in the league. And maybe Davis could stop him. Anthony, his own buddy and teammate. He's the only, who else can stop him? No one stops him. If his Achilles.
Steven Adams could stop him.
No, he can't. He can do whatever he wants to Steven Adams. You're imagining things.
That's your Pittsburgh guy, by the way.
I like Steven Adams a lot, and he's a tough, he and Cantor, I love. But there is no way that white boy is stopping Boogie Cousins. There is no way. So stop telling yourself that, because that white boy is not. The only way he stops him is by thugging him for six fouls.
The only
That's
one that
the
can
only
stop
way
Boogie
he
Cousins
stops
in any
him.
Game is the refs.
Yeah, or six fouls, because he's got too much. He's got too much movement in my view. He's got too many moves. He's got too much quickness for me. He may lose that with the Achilles. We don't know.
Your boy Gobert on the Jazz.
Okay, I'll give you Gobert can block anyone in the league. He can. He is the defensive player of the league. He blocks a lot of shots. I'll give him that. He can block anyone's shot. I'll give you that. But over time in a game, over the course of the 48 minutes, I don't believe that Rudy Gobert can stay with Boogie Cousins every trip down the floor for the whole game. I think he can play him for a half.
Right.
I don't believe he can play him for four quarters and stop him. At least two of those quarters, he's going to do whatever he wants.
So let me ask you a question, Pharrell. If DeMarcus Cousins is that great and he's so unstoppable.
Pull up any game that Cousins played against Rudy Gobert when he played with either Sacramento or New Orleans, and I guarantee you he put up numbers.
But if he is this great player, why is it that he teams up with Anthony Davis, who was a top five player by all accounts, and they cannot make the playoffs? And then the following year, by the way,
What are you talking about?
They didn't make the playoffs last year. And he played, and they were right on the cusp of making the playoffs when they made that trade last year. Remember, he goes from Sacramento.
So the first time he went to New Orleans, they didn't make the playoffs.
They don't make the playoffs.
Second year they did when he didn't play.
Wait, that's exactly.
Are you telling me that they didn't make the playoffs because he didn't play?
I'm saying they.
You're saying they're better because he was out.
Oh, I'm not saying that. It was factual. It played out in actuality. Pharrell, no, seriously, that's not an opinion. They were better.
You think they're better without him? And it's 25 points a game.
Pharrell, they didn't.
Dude,
Pharrell,
are you high on crack?
They swept. I know you're not big on the Blazers.
No basketball team in the world is better when they have a 25-point-a-night guy sitting on the bench with a torn Achilles.
Pharrell, the record
got better.
There's
no way. Mafia, the voice of reason, are you going to sit here and tell me that they are a better team without 2 7-footers playing at the same time?
They both
scored 25 points.
They were harder to guard when he was there. I mean, Anthony Davis took his game to a new level. That's why they got better record-wise. Otherwise, they were still good with him there. The thing, too, is this whole argument's mute because, it's not fair for him to go there. There was nowhere else for him to go. No one else offered him a deal. Everybody else was saying, we're going to wait and see. So he's going to wait till December till he's healthy to show people he can play and get $2.5 million?
I think,
or go sign with them for $5
million? You're just stupid. Is what it is. I think all of these guys, believe it or not, think they're geniuses that run these teams. All these rich white guys that make these decisions are and they're 98% of them are white.
You like the Raptors guy, though. They're GM.
I like the Raptors guy, but I think he's been a little, I'll say this, a very dangerous decision he just made. I think that Kawhi Leonard's a great player that will leave and go to the Lakers next year. So I think he made a very dangerous decision not to, as Mitch Lawrence said on the show, to check the quad to make it sure. They never, I mean, I don't even believe truly that they ever did their doctors check this guy out. I agree with Mitch Lawrence that they never checked him out fully. They just got him because they know how great he is. He's a great two-way player. He's amazing. He is better than DeRozan. And that's all there is to it. And they just went and got him. And it's very dangerous. We don't know if he's 100% healthy, and we also we definitely don't know if he's going to stay there, which I'd say the majority of insiders in the NBA believe he'll leave and go where he wants to go, which is L.A. He's wanted to go to L.A. the whole time. He's admitted that, right? Is that not accurate? So I'll say this. He'll play there for 1 year. I thought the guy in Toronto was doing some rogue, a little dangerous decision-making, to be honest with you. That's all I'll say. But they got Kawhi, whatever. But this guy, I think all the GMs, all these guys are not as smart as they all think they are. They all act like they're geniuses in every decision they make, but they get burned and roasted on a lot of these deals. Anyone that is going to sit here and tell me that that guy's not a great basketball player, I am just not listening to you because that's just all there is to it. He's a great basketball player. It's all about his Achilles. If he doesn't have it when he comes back, then I'll eat it and say he was a great player when he was healthy, and then he was finished after the Achilles. But I will never admit that he wasn't a great player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.